This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Saquon Barkley, ladies and gentlemen. New York Giants.
Saquon, how are you, man? Good to see you.
How's it going, man? And first round draft choice, Giants running back. A lot of excited Giants fans on draft night when his name was called. So how's it going so far, man? Rookie camp for you, it's got to be a pretty cool experience.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a cool experience. Like I said before, I'm living the dream. I wake up every single day and I'm a New York Giant. I'm playing the NFL, and that's a dream of mine as a little kid, so I definitely want to take advantage of it.
Let me ask you, the hardest thing for you right now as you go through training camp is what for a rookie running back?
Just the little things, the little mental mistakes. I've been trying to go every practice without making one mistake, and I always find one little thing. And obviously, I hold myself to a higher standard, so it really upsets me. But, you know, that comes with the nature of the game.
How about pass protection?
Pass protection actually is not that hard like you would think. I think I got to give credit to my coach in college, my running back coach. He did a really good job with me. And then also here with the with Coach Johnson, he's also been doing a really good job. So I'm seeing pass protection a lot easier, but in the NFL, the blitzes are different. They disguise it a lot different. The hatches are smaller. So like I said, just continue to take reps. It's going to continue to get better.
You seem like a guy to me who doesn't get overwhelmed easily at all, but this is the NFL. This is your first camp. There's so many high expectations. I mean, where you were drafted, I mean, they expect greatness and greatness right away, and you hear other guys talking about Hall of Fame and all these things that people have said about you before you played an NFL game. When you step out there in the practice field with all that surrounding you, does it ever get into your head at all? Does it ever reach that point? Or
no, I think you only can control what you can control, and a lot of people are going to say a lot of things. A lot of good things been said about me, but when you get to the practice field, that's the time you spend with your brothers, that's the time you spend with your teammates and your coaches, and that's the time you spend to get better and prepare yourself for the season. So my main focus is try to get better every single day and control what I control and take it one day at a time.
You know, reading about your history growing up, and you know, you were a Jet fan growing up, I assume, right? You were born in the Bronx, you moved to Pennsylvania with your family. And you love Curtis Martin. He was the guy that you looked up to. I think you actually pattern a lot of the way you act like Curtis Martin. Have you met Curtis? Have you talked to him?
Yes, I actually got to meet Curtis when I was doing like a Sports Illustrated thing. They got to connect me with Curtis, and we played chess against each other. And
they played chess.
Wow.
They played chess with each other. You know what I'm saying? Just threw that in there.
Yeah, I know. That's cute.
He kicked my butt. I just started playing chess, and he was playing for a while. But he just, you know, he's a great guy. It was an honor to actually finally sit down and meet him. And like you said, growing up, I was a Jets fan. I respect him so much, so be able to meet him was like a dream come true.
You've got a lot of great veterans around you in this offense as well. Eli Manning, Jonathan Stewart comes over in the off season. Are you just soaking up everything that they're saying to you? I mean, I'm sure that they're, because you're expected to contribute right away in a big way, I'm sure they're just giving you all the information possible to get you ready for the season.
Yeah, I'm definitely soaking it all in. I got to take advantage of that. I'd be a fool not to. You know, I ask a lot of questions. I watch a lot of film, and especially with Jonathan Stewart. He taught me things already that I didn't know as a running back. A lot of things that I did naturally, but to be able to see it during the field so I could be a step faster, a step quicker during the play. And obviously Eli back there, he knows the game like it's the back of his hand. And so I've just been asking a lot of questions and try to continue to come in and just, you know, ask a lot of questions to get better, to prepare myself for the season, prepare myself for the game. So I think when you ask a lot of questions, you take in a lot of information. So I think I can't be wrong with
that.
What
did you think of your picture in the ESPN body issue? Did you like that? By the way, I don't mean to be staring, but like your left thigh is hanging out. I'm just kind of looking at it like it's
like you
guys, writing about it.
Like,
I wanted to measure it.
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
Can I touch it?
You can touch it.
All right. Wow. What's it feel like?
It's a big thigh.
Oh, my goodness.
This is like.
All right, watch out.
Oh, that's pretty good. How'd that feel? All right. That feel all right? Okay. By the way, Al, can you stand up for a second?
So
this is our producer, Al Dukes.
You're the guy who's known to have the biggest thighs. He's the man who's known to have the smallest thighs.
Right. You wear skinny jeans.
Look at that.
if you've ever heard of skinny jeans. Look at those.
We can put you on a leg workout. We can definitely develop your quads a little bigger.
I tried doing squats once, legitimately without weight on the bar.
Right.
When I got into the squat position, I could not get up.
And you're squatting what?
Well, we don't really squat heavy right now, but in college, 650 was the
650, Al.
No, just 650.
650,
I that's like 10 of you. That's like, imagine 10 of you sitting on his shoulders. I mean, that's basically what it comes down to.
I mean,
but
you've been like a myth to this point, right? I mean, think about this. Your college career has been unbelievable. Everybody's expecting you to do great things. You've got this unbelievable workout routine. You're squatting 650. I mean, this is like, it's almost like the expectations can get too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody knows all these I haven't heard a single bad thing about you. Do you feel like the expectations can sometimes grow too much where you can't fulfill them?
No. I don't think the expectations grow too much where I can't fulfill them, because expectations is not set by other people. It's set by yourself. And I hold myself to a high expectation. I hold myself to a high standard. So what everyone else is saying outside in the media or outside in the fans or what they're expecting from me, that's cool, and I appreciate that. But I expect for myself to be great. So I think if you lived up to what people expect from you, how can you get the best out of you? Because if you're expecting to do what they're expecting you to do, you're working for them. You're not working for yourself.
You know, so when you're at Penn State and you're doing your thing, right, you're all Big Ten, all American and everything, it's great to be a part of the Nittany Lion family in front of 95,000 lunatics at Beaver Stadium, whatever the hell they call that place. I went to Maryland. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, okay, whatever. But at the end of the day, there's a guy on this team that basically took the NFL by storm his rookie year, and obviously his name is Odell Beckham Jr. And I'm just trying to think, when you were in college and you first saw Odell doing what he was doing for the Giants, what did you think of him as a personality from afar?
I think when I first saw what he was doing as a rookie, I was very impressed. I was actually a fan of Odell Beckham Jr. coming into the NFL. You know, he's special. All the catches he would make, the one-handed catches he would make, the difficult catches he would make, and if you actually break down and watch his film and watch how he plays, he's truly a special talent. And I think he handled himself the right way. He is a very passionate player, and I love that about him. So hopefully I can continue and hopefully have that same kind of impact my rookie year.
And you guys had a little bit of a relationship prior to even being drafted by the Giants, so it's not like you met him the other day for the first time. So what do we not see from Odell Beckham Jr. that you see behind the scenes? Because everybody's got an opinion, including us, about the way he plays football, what he does off the field, everything else, contract negotiations. We're not seeing the Odell Beckham Jr. in the locker room. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I think a lot of people, you know, have their, you know, they're going to judge Odell. They're going to have their opinions of Odell, just like they're going to have opinions of me, Eli, and so on and so on. But things that I've noticed about O is how you know, in tune he is with his body, with his work ethic. He's actually truly a hard worker. You know, a lot of people that are blessed with that talent don't really need to work that hard. And he works really hard. He puts a lot of time and effort into his body. He focuses on his craft. A thing he always visualizes, and I'm kind of like that too, and I always see him like visualizing a route. What are you going to do? I do the same thing like with a run play. And I think that's what it takes to be great. And obviously he's, in my opinion, the best wide receiver in the league, and he's only going to continue to get better.
Well, you ever wear a suit with short pants? Have you ever worn a suit with short pants?
I actually haven't, but I've seen LeBron James wear a suit. ESPN broke down the price. I think I'm going to stay away from that price.
Yeah, well, you're not in that price range just yet. I get it, but you're not doing bad. I mean, you're doing okay for yourself.
Yeah.
I think, you know, how were the negotiations with the Giants? I mean, you obviously got it done relatively quickly. Didn't seem like there were any hiccups. And I would imagine that you probably told your agent, I'm just basically putting words in your mouth, that you wanted to get to camp, that you wanted to be here, that the money was good, and you're ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, definitely. I think I surround myself with a great team. My agent, Ken, did an amazing job on the negotiation with the Giants. To be honest, I didn't even have – that wasn't a problem. A lot of people have that as a problem coming in rookie. I just wanted to focus, work out, get as ready as I can for camp and be here on time for camp so I can try to be the best I can be and show the team that I'm here to win. And it's not about – the off-field things, are not about the attention, not about the media. It's about coming here and try to be as best as I can be, try to be a leader at a young age, and show the team that I'm ready to work.
Hey, what happened the first time you put the pads on and you went out there, and I remember Snacks Harrison was saying, oh, we're going to start hitting this guy a little bit now. Was there anything that caught you off guard, or were you ready for the speed and just like the intensity of the practice and the defensive players that you have here?
Nothing really caught me off guard. I did get to stay away from Snacks. He did say he's going to get his chance, but he hasn't got his chance, a clean shot on me yet. Thank God for that. You know, a couple of guys took a little rookie shot, but it's all part of the game. It's all fun and love, part of the game, and introducing me to the league. And you know, I think the intensity was high, but that's just what's expected to be in the NFL, and I expected that, and I got to continue to work every single day.
We're talking to Saquon Barkley on Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I'm expecting Pat Shurmur to use the hell out of you. Like, I mean, I'm envisioning you being used like
Todd
Gurley.
Well, you have to tell him though why you would say that, because.
Well,
You're a Viking fan.
Right, yes. And
right?
I saw
what Dalvin Cook was starting to do for
right,
the Vikings,
and then
right?
also Jerick McKinnon, using him out of the backfield, a lot of passes. I'm just envisioning that, where you know, there could be a drive where it's basically you. You know, where we're throwing a Saquon. We're handing the ball to Saquon. Are you seeing early on with the playbook that you're going to be asked to be doing a lot of stuff in all different ways because of your skill sets?
Yes, definitely. I can see that early on with the playbook, that you got to be a versatile back here. And I think that's part of my game, and I think that's what makes me so special and what separates me from a lot of guys coming out of the draft in my draft class. And the crazy thing though, is the way I envision that is I can envision the same thing having a drive where it's just me, I catch the ball, run the ball, but then you have Odell, then you have Shepard,
right.
You got Eli doing the thing, that Evan Engram, who I don't know if there's a linebacker or a safety in the league that can cover this man. I think our offense have the potential to be very special. We have so many weapons, and obviously with the offensive line, got to also mention them, especially as a running back.
Yeah, of course you do.
especially with them and the way they've been practicing, the way they've been playing. I think the sky's the limit for this offense, but the sky's the limit for every offense in the NFL.
What's it like playing with Eli Manning? I know you said that he knows the NFL, you know, like the back of his hand, but I would imagine when you're in shotgun with him and there's any sort of question that you may have in terms of your route or whatever pass protection you might have going on that particular play, what's it like? What's it being standing next to a Manning in the backfield?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing because, like you said, have him in the backfield and ask him questions. If I have any second thought, I know I could ask him that question, especially as a rookie and developing the playbook and developing his offense. I know he knows the answer. And the communication that we have back there has helped me tremendously for stuff that I probably didn't see and he saw coming, and I was able to obviously get it because he said it, or you know, just knowing where you got to be with the route, the timing of the route. If I'm going to be hot here, what it takes for me to be hot. Stuff that we talk about in meeting, but also talk about in practice. So, you know, he's been doing a really good job.
I want to go back to your draft class because I know you hang around those guys a lot. You stay in contact. It's one of those things that you'll talk to those guys forever. Was there someone that you didn't know a lot about going into it, and then when you met him, you said, you know, I'm really impressed with this guy, and I think he's going to have a tremendous NFL career. Is there one guy that stands out?
Sam Darnold.
Really?
Sam Darnold was one of those guys. I actually did not like him because my last memory of him was the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Not saying I didn't like him, but like that, he left a bad taste in my mouth because the Rose Bowl victory, which was a tremendous game, and he played a tremendous game, but he's a cool dude. And also another guy, Kyle Loetta, on my team, getting to meet him. He's very special. He has a chance to be really good. And Davis is also really good. So, you know, competition in the quarterback room is only going to make the play elite in that room.
Well, listen, we wish you the very best of luck. And, I know Giant fans are just stoked that you're here. You've lived up to everything that thus far we've heard about you, and we wish you nothing but the best. And
thank you.
And thanks for letting me hit you on the thigh.
That was good. Nice to meet you, Saquon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.